this nation has
there are four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline in the dollar,
lack of a better word.
The late rally on Wall Street
is big to fail.
Growing the economy.
Growing the economy.
Welcome.
This is Money Talks.
Good morning, good morning. You're listening to Money Talks. I'm Troy Harmon here with Casey Smith and none other than Jarrett
That's
McKenzie.
Right. Glad to be back.
And I'm not sure what you've done to yourself today, but you seem to be
Well, Casey was showing me some motivational videos before the show here today.
Sorry,
so,
we were getting hyped up.
I'm all pumped up.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you watch Tony Robbins. You're all jacked up, ready to go.
That's right.
Awesome radio show. Is that what it is?
That's it.
That's right.
All right.
Let's do it.
Why not?
Yeah, what's going on this week?
Well, what is going on? You know what? This is almost the perfect week for none other than Bill Lako. The market is up 0.02% this week. That is about as close to flat as you can ever get. Unfortunately, last week, Bill said the market was going to be down.
What?
Oh, my.
He said down.
The last time I listened to the show, no, not last week. Maybe it was the week before. Wasn't it flat the week before, almost?
It's been a few weeks.
He's had a few weeks of the flat call being the right on.
Well, what does he say?
It's never exactly flat.
Broken clock's always wrong or right twice a day.
Yeah.
That's true.
The thing is...
Blind squirrels finding nuts and all kinds of craziness going on.
It's just so odd that you have what we call in research the unch day. Unchanged.
Ah.
Unch. I thought it was funny.
It's so forward-thinking.
It's a Jacob thing. We'll blame it on Jacob since he's not here to defend himself.
I thought you said lunch. I was getting pretty hungry.
Oh, no. We have lunch every day. But it's very rare to see the market unchanged, even a single day, let alone for a whole week. It's not likely. So who led the week this week? Utilities. That's kind of an odd bunch to be leading the way. Telecoms on the other end losing almost 6% this week. Utilities were up right at 2%. Real estate up 1.32%. IT, not to be outdone by anyone, anytime, 1.2% higher. Consumer discretionary is on the far end of the group, down 0.82%. So where does that leave us for the year? S&P 500 up 14%. This is not counting dividend. With dividend, we're almost 16%. It's like 15.95, something like that, which is substantially better even than last year already. We wound up last year up 11.95.
Close to 12, yeah.
Yeah, just short
of
12%.
Where were we this time last year? It was probably because we had the election rally that really helped.
Right, so we finished 11.95 higher. The election rally actually fueled 4.95% in gains for the end of the year.
Sure.
If you measure from November 7th to the end of the year, 12/31 of 16.
Mm-hmm.
We're far outstripping what we saw last year.
Was that kind of expected, or is that more unexpected?
It was unexpected. In fact, the performance we've seen in the market lately, because of the hope that we'll see regulatory changes, lowered taxes, those sorts of things. It has been better than I would have ever projected. I think last year I was calling for about 8.5% to 9.5% in return. We probably were on track for that, and then the difference of the polls relative to what actually happened in the election actually drove the market much higher, and it's been kind of on a tear all year this year. It has. Slow weeks, Casey pointed out. This is a couple that we've talked about where it was relatively flat. But
you don't think some of this increase is speculative, do you? I mean, it seems that with all the headwinds in Washington, which I know, actually, I was reading the other day, Trump's gotten a lot more done than I thought. It's some of these bigger things like the tax reform and health care and all that stuff that have really gotten more of the pushback. But it just seems with a lot of the frustrations in Washington and you know, some of the inaction from the Fed, which I know they've indicated that they're going to be taking some action soon. But it just seems kind of odd that it's gotten, it's grown as much as it has this year with very little other than you know, earnings have been good from what I understand from you guys and yeah, just our talks. You know, and that's what I keep leaning on and talking with clients about it is that, you know, these things still look good. It doesn't look like it did pre-crisis era where there's all this leverage and unhealthy balance sheets. I mean, we're still seeing a lot of health out of the companies. Is that right?
That is true. Mm-hmm. Probably, you know, one of the trends we've watched in corporate earnings is the fact that it seems like everybody is buying back their own shares of stock this year. Not exactly the best way that I'd like to see companies grow. I'd really like to see them take a little more risk and, you know, invest in innovation and projects that would help them provide real earnings growth instead of kind of an engineering aspect where they just buy back more shares and then the per share earnings actually are easier to hit next time.
That's going to be somewhat of a good sign, though, if the companies think that their shares are undervalued even at current prices, right? I mean, you would think they wouldn't be buying back if they thought they were at a premium.
Yeah, we've seen history tell us a little bit different, but you're right. I mean, that's the basis behind
it. At least in the company's mind, that may not be right. But
yeah, that's the basis behind it.
Right.
No doubt. Talk about earnings. Earnings season is barely kicked off. I think we're a little better than 5% into earnings season. 28 companies of the S&P 500 have announced. And, you know, the surprise so far, sales surprise, positive 1.34%. Earnings surprise, almost 6%, 5.94%. Sales growth, almost 8%, 7.9%. And earnings growth is 1788. Now, if that lasts through the third quarter, that would be awesome. We had first quarter earnings growth at 15.5%, second quarter 9.6%. Follow it on with 15% would be awesome. It's way too early to say if that's actually sustainable or if that's actually what happened.
So you think those stats are really what's causing a lot of this growth? I mean, because aside from the macroeconomic factors, I guess is what I'm getting at, is that a lot of times there is more macroeconomic issues that is driving that. But it seems to be really rooted in these healthy earnings. You think that's what's gotten us to this 16%?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I think there's still a fair portion of it that is forecasting change in regulation. I think, without a doubt, the first few months of this rally or this step of the rally, I guess you'll call it, from last November, has been based on the forecast of a more reasonable regulatory environment. I say reasonable. How about beneficial for companies?
Sure.
But at this point, if the market believed that that was done and not going to happen, I think that we would have seen more selling.
Well, and I think that you have to believe that these earnings that have come out, these strong numbers, are at least creating some resiliency for the market. So
right,
even if it was sort of built on some sort of speculation that there was going to be a lot of reform, regulatory reform, healthcare reform, tax reform, that hasn't happened yet. You know, normally you would expect that to cause the market to sell off, but maybe some of the earnings is support for continuing to
it's kind of offsetting that.
Yeah, it's providing sort of a floor almost. I don't know.
That's sensible.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing: stock market and financial markets in general have so many aspects that it's hard to put your finger on one that might be driving, you know, the direction or the magnitude of any change. But when you look at earnings, without a doubt, it has been beneficial to see what we've seen. I look at valuation quite a bit and often use the price-to-earnings ratio as one of the best indicators. I have seen over the last couple of weeks the P.E. Expand from 21.3. It's up around 21.8 now, so it's, what, almost 35% premium relative to the long-term average level for the price-to-earnings ratio. One thing that was striking was the fact that mid-cap and small-cap stocks have moved up in their premium from about 8 and 12, respectively, to approximately 22 to 25, something right in that range. So they've appreciated pretty significantly in the last month and a half.
You normally expect to see the small and mid-cap companies outperform the large cap in a rising market, but we haven't really seen that as much in the past few years. It's been the large cap leading the way.
Right.
I guess mostly this year. Because of the low interest rate environment is forcing a lot of people to buy equities, take a little bit more risk than they might otherwise do, and they're doing that in the form of large companies. That's why I guess you haven't seen the small and mid cap perform quite as well.
But replacement for some fixed income positions, maybe.
Yeah. It's the interest rate environment that's definitely driving those dividend paying stocks higher. Last year was awesome. We saw it up about 18 to 20%, something like that, in the equity income space. Dow Jones Select Dividend Index was up huge, and mostly because of, just as Casey said. We did get a few indicators, economic indicators this week. A couple of them, a lot of the stuff is so distorted, I'm not going to go too deep into it. But the MBA mortgage applications, we look at that on a weekly basis, decreased 2.1%. The refinance index was driving most of that. It's down 4.2%. Interest rates more or less unchanged. The low end got a little higher than the high end. At a little bit lower, but it was only about one basis point or 0.01%. Let's take a quick break, guys, and we'll come back and talk about a dog of the week and maybe answer a few questions.
Sounds good.
You're listening to Money Talks. Stick around.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.